new WYRN 1480, Lewisburg.
It's Thursday, and time for Mother Denise and a word of encouragement. 30 minutes that will not only lift your spirits, but can guide you into a better way of life through the Word of God. So, get ready to be encouraged with Mother Denise.
Ooh, glory to God, glory to God. I tell you, when you get into a conversation with the gospel angel, you don't even know what time it is. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah, saints of God. I'm telling you, thank you for tuning in to WYRN on today. I am telling you that the Holy Spirit has never, ever, ever let us down. And I tell you, he's not going to let us down today. So if you're with me, if you're willing and obedient, come on, let's go boldly to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you right now. I thank you, God, for another day. I thank you, Father, for each and every listener that you woke us up this morning in our right state of mind. Father, that tells me that we are still on assignment. You still have a mission for us, and you woke us up, Father, and you started us on our way, and you called us blessed. God, I thank you. I have so much to thank you for, Father. I thank you, God, for the sun that's shining bright on today. I thank you, Father, that you watch over the lilies in the valley. Oh, my God. You dress them with beauty and splendor. You watch over everything that you woke up this morning, and you are mindful of us. God, I just ask you today, as I watched the eagles as I was driving down 401, that they spread their wings. God, spread our wings that we can do your will in the earth realm on today in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now that you said, God, in your word, that we are the head and not the tail. You said in your word, Father, that we are above only and not beneath. We are blessed coming in. We are blessed going out. And we decree and declare in the earth realm, Father, that we will believe your word. We will walk by faith and not by sight. And we will thank you, God, for each and every blessing that you have bestowed upon us. I thank you, Father, for the plans that you have for our lives. I thank you, God, that you order our steps. We call you Jehovah Jireh. We call you Yahweh, 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 Yahweh. Glory to your name, Father. God, I thank you right now that WYRN is standing because of your grace and your mercy. Father, I thank you that you bless us, and in that we are a blessing. We are blessed to bless in the name of Jesus. Father, we know today that you bless man through man. Oh, my God, we are here to do your will. Whatever you say, Father, we will say. Wherever you tell us to go, Father, we will go. Whatever you want to start, Father, you can start it through us. And whatever you want to end, Father, you can end it through us. We are willing and obedient, children of the Most High God, kingdom ambassadors, kingdom commanders, and we will do your will in the name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, amen. Saints of God, I'm telling you, this one right here standing on this mic, whoo, I've been fired up since praise and worship. Matter of fact, since prayer this morning, 5:05, when I tuned into YouTube, oh my God, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God. God is a very present help in a time of need. And we must walk in the spirit of excellence. As kingdom commanders, kingdom ambassadors, we must fight this good fight of faith. I'm telling you, we have to continue to walk by faith and not by sight in the name of Jesus. We trust God with our lives. Oh, my God. Like never before, because some people didn't wake up this morning because their assignment was complete. But God woke us up, started us on our way, and we heard a testimony this morning. You know, testimonies build faith, so you must give your testimony to the glory of God. We need to hear testimonies, saints. Yes, we do. I give God all the glory, all the praise, and all the honor. If he did it before, saints of God, he can do it again. And what God has for us, his children, come on now. We are created in his image and likeness. God is enough. That means that we are enough. You better say that to yourself. I am enough. I am enough. Nobody can take that away from me in the name of Jesus. If God said it, I believe it. God knows us by our name, saints. Oh, my God, he created us to be unique and special and anointed and graceful believers in our Lord and our Savior. God even knows the hairs that's no longer on the crown of my head. I don't even know that. He knows our fingerprints. God is an awesome, mighty God. Oh, Father, how I thank you for this day. Saints of God, come on. I done spent 7 minutes praising God. That means that's shortened some time to get that word. But God is a good God. He gonna make it happen. I'm telling you, he gonna make it happen. Today's word of encouragement. Oh, my God, I know you got your Bible. You gonna have to open it up because I'm gonna give you some scriptures on today. Favor. The favor of God is your word of encouragement for today. Now, let's go expeditiously to Psalms 84 and 11. Come on now. Ooh, I want to read it for you out of the Amplified right now. Psalms 84 and 11. The word of God says, "For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly." Oh, my God. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Do you believe? Come on now. Ooh, the Lord's favor is on our lives. Come on now. That means if we are in one accord and we are his children, he has shown gracious kindness toward us. Oh, my God. When we think of someone who has the favor of God, we think of someone in whose life we see tangible evidence of God's approval. Oh, my God. If God approves you, he will put favor on your life. You know, I tell you, I got to calm myself down because I already feel it down in my spirit. I read that a father shows favor to his children by showing them grace and guiding them. Today, Father, right now at this moment, I thank you for your grace and your mercy that is new every morning, as well as your favor toward all your children who walk upright in Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I bless God, saints, for favor. Favor on us. Favor on our children. Favor on our grandchildren in the name of Jesus. I bless God, saints. Oh, my God. But I tell you what, let's go back to the word because that's why you're here. Let's go to the book of Romans. We're talking about favor on today. In the name of Jesus. Let's quickly look at Romans. And I want to go to chapter 15, verse 4 out of the Amplified. And let me read it for you, just in case you don't have an Amplified. And the Bible reads, "For whatever was written in early times was written for our instruction, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope and overflow with confidence in his promises." Come on, saints of God. Do we not stand on the promises of God? Oh, my God. I tell you, when you read that scripture, and read it again before you close your eyes on this evening, and let it bless your soul. Because, you know, saints, there's nothing new under the sun. Whatever was written in earlier times. Did you hear that? For whatever was written in earlier times was written for the instruction. Oh my God, I'm telling you, this word is rich on today. God knew what we would need to sustain us. I believe somebody's cup is already running over with all the oil of favor right now in the name of Jesus. I believe God is happy. Oh my God, for the favor. Oh God, his favor. He loves us. He protects us. He guides us. Oh my, come on, come on. Let's go back to the word. Let's go to Psalms. My God, you are so awesome. Let's go to the 37th chapter of Psalms and let me read for you. My God, you are so awesome. I want to go down to verse 23. Oh, Father, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, glory to your name. Psalms 37 and 23, out of the Amplified says, "The steps of a good and righteous man are directed and established by the Lord, and he delights in his way and blesses his path." Come on, somebody. Oh, my God. And King James says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." God delights in our ways because he already ordered our steps. He already has the plans already mapped out. My God, my God. So my assignment today is to share with you God's favor is our inheritance. And in order to receive it, we know we must abide by his will. We already know what it says in 2 Chronicles 7 and 14. Come on now. We know what the word says. But just in case you've never heard it, let me have the honor of reading it to you out of the Amplified. "And my people who are called by my name humble themselves and pray and seek, crave, require as a necessity my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear." Oh my God. "Then I will hear them from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land." What a mighty God we serve. Oh my God. Oh, Father, I thank you. We cannot have a closed mouth in this season, saints of God. When it comes to the word of God, we must share this word. We hunger and thirst after the word, and so does the world, whether they realize it or not. Come on now. Jesus' name is above every name. Jesus' name is the name that every knee shall bow. Come on, we know it. And we got to share it with those who don't know it. Oh, my God. So look, to back up today's word of encouragement, which is favor. Now look, favor might be a small five-letter word, but it is packed with an abundance of power. You know, when I think about favor, I think about Queen Esther. Come on now. That's a great example of favor. Oh, God blessed her with favor. And that's just one example. I love God, I tell you. Ooh, while I was studying, you know, sometimes I listen to worship music. Oh, God. That's another whole story for you. And when you read scripture, it seems like the words become alive. Have you ever experienced that before? When you study in the word of God and that certain worship song come on. Oh, my, my, my. If you know anything about this one standing here on this mic, you already know. Hey, worship takes me to a whole different level. Psalms 30 and 5 tells us out of the Amplified, "For his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for a lifetime. Weeping may endure for a night, but a shout of joy comes in the morning." I tell you, that Amplified be loaded. That was Psalms 30 and 5. And really, that B portion, "His favor is for a lifetime." I'm telling you, God's favor, saints. Whoo, oh, my God. We desire the favor of God for a lifetime. And that's a blessing. That is a blessing to us. Now let's move over to Psalms 90 and 17. Yes, I got a few scriptures for you today, but I'm going to try to give them to you and get out of the way. Psalms 90 and 17, the word of God says, "And let the gracious favor of the Lord our God be on us. Confirm for us the work of our hands." Yes, confirm the work of our hands. That was the Amplified, Psalms 90 and 17. Our God is great, and he's mindful of us, and we honor him today and every day. Thank you, Jesus, for the word and for ordering our steps. You know what? I will not even be able to tap into as many scriptures that the Bible gives us on favor. But let me move on. Come on, let's move on to the book of Ephesians, and let's look at chapter 1. And I want to read for you verse 11. My God, we love you today, Father. Ephesians 1 and 11, out of the Amplified, the Bible reads, "Oh, my God, him also we have received an inheritance, a destiny. We were claimed by God as his own, having been predestined, chosen, appointed beforehand, according to the purpose of him who works everything in agreement with the counsel and design of his will." I'm telling you, saints of God, if you don't know it, you have an inheritance. You have been chosen, appointed beforehand. Oh my God, if that don't get you to shouting, I don't know what will. The only way that we can stand on the promises of God, you know, I'm going to get there. I am going to get there. Because it's important to know that we are loved. In him, we have received an inheritance. Oh God. Saints, we were created for such a time as this, which is why we must keep our focus on our purpose and stay in the positive lane, avoiding kingdom distractions. That was such a good word, I tell you, by Minister Tracy on Sunday. Avoiding kingdom distractions. God has called us, all of us, each and every one of us, to do a great work as kingdom citizens, kingdom commanders, kingdom ambassadors. I will tell you, my God, and some of us are even kingdom financiers. Come on now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, how we love the Lord on today. I thank God, whew, that when he gave it to me, look, you know I'm the mailman. I come to make a delivery. I'm going to deliver it. You can accept it. And I'm going to deliver it. And you can accept it. And if you don't, I'm still going to deliver it. And I'm going to my next assignment. For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor and honor. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. Come on now. Highlight that in your Bible. Psalms 84 and 11. Oh, God. God is talking to us on today. I'm telling you, saints. He's not just talking to me because I'm the first partaker of this word. He is talking to everyone who has ears to hear on today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, come on, come on, mother. Go on back to the word. Come on back to the word. Come on back to the word. All right, 2 Peter. I know God is a good God. I just got to get that out my system. Yes, he is. 2 Peter 1 and 3. Out of the Amplified says, "For his divine power has bestowed on us absolutely everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness through true and personal knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence." 2 Peter 1 and 3, Amplified. Oh, God. God, I thank you. Let me read it for you out of King James, 2 Peter 1 and 3. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Come on, my God, my God. Father, you have blessed us with divine power. And it's time that we stand up for God. Oh, God's favor, saints. Serving God comes with benefits. You know we hear him in the morning, and those are only a few. He's not a dead God. Call unto him, and he will answer and show thee great and mighty things. You know he told us that in Jeremiah 33 and 3. I stand on his word. Oh, my God, he'll never leave us nor forsake us. My God, we must keep the faith, saints of God. There's no way we're going to survive without it. And you know I'm telling the truth up in here, whether you want to agree with me or not. We have to speak what thus says the Lord. We must thank God because he is our provider and our protector and our sustainer. And we are not going to survive this walk without our Heavenly Father. You better know it because I know it. I have to be in this word daily because I'm telling you. Oh, the enemy, he don't take no days off. So how can we take a day off? We have to be filled with this word because I tell you, we're going to have to use it. We're going to have to use this word. I know what I'm talking about. My God. 2 Corinthians 4, 6 and 7. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. In whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Saints of God, we are the light. We walk in the light. When we walk into a dark place, our light has to shine in the name of Jesus. Ooh, for we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. Oh, God. Thank you, Father. 2 Corinthians 4 and 6, I got to start from the beginning. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, have shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, I am so full right now. I bless God for this word. I bless God that he keeps us safe, that he keeps our light shining. Oh, my God, you might say, yes, 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 I need to go back to the Father. Created me a clean heart and a right spirit. You know what you need to do. Yeah, it ain't going to take nobody to tell you how to go to your Father and say, Father, I need help. Proverbs 3 and 4 out of King James tell us, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You talking about favor? When you have favor with God, you'll have favor with man. Let me say that again. When you have favor with God, you will have favor with man. That was Proverbs 3 and 4 out of the King James Bible. Oh, my God, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. You know what verse 5 says. Come on. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Hey, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. That word shall is a promise from your Heavenly Father. He's an awesome God, I tell you. There's a praise going on after this. I believe it, and I receive it. There's a praise and a testimony that can bring us out of whatever we are going through. Did you hear me, saints of God? Whatever we are going through, if we just praise God, worship him in spirit and in truth. And I'm telling you, you're going to come out with a testimony. And look, if you on the activation prayer line in the morning, go on to give your testimony so we can all shout and be happy and be glad, because we know God is doing a new thing. We are going to continue to walk by faith and not by sight, because our God is a great God. Don't you just love him on today? I know I do. I bless God, I tell you, for favor on each and every person that tuned in today to WYRN. God is mindful of us, and he is truly Jehovah Jireh. Come on now. Is there anything that's on your mind, that's on your heart, that the Father cannot do for you? God is a good God. But I'm telling you, saints, just like I tell you, almost every week, I got some family members, they're stubborn to the core. But I'm telling you, when they talk to me, they're going to hear nothing but the word of God coming out my mouth. I'm going to listen, but you best believe I'm going to get my two cents in there. They're going to know that they were woken up this morning. I don't even know that word or not. God woke them up this morning because he still has an assignment on their life. And you know what? If I have to write a letter to them, put it in a mailbox and say Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I can speak it all day long till I'm blue in the face, but it's got to come from the heart of man. If you want to know God, if you want to feel God's favor, if you want to have favor with God and man, you got to come boldly through the throne of grace, and you got to ask for forgiveness. You got to repent. We have to repent. Come on now. We get crazy thoughts in our mouths, in our minds, and we might say something, but Father, I repent right now. Forgive me, Father, for that thought that I let sneak up in there. Saints, you know what? This ain't even in my notes, but I'm going to give it to you for free. Some of that stuff that y'all are watching on Facebook, on YouTube, on TikTok, come on. Some of that stuff, once you let it get in your spirit, you're going to have to rebuke some of them thoughts. I'm telling you, when you just let something sneak up on you, you have to immediately rebuke it. Cast it down, put on some worship music, and get it out of your spirit. Because I'm telling you, whoo, that sneaky, slimy devil, Satan, Lucifer, the enemy of God, will try to sneak up on us. Oh, my God. But we are children of the light. So come on, let's do the call of salvation right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I repent of all my sins. Father, I now accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior. Jesus, thank you for coming into my heart and coming into my life and saving me now. Father, thank you for making me a king and a priest in your kingdom through Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, I have completed the assignment. God, you have watched over me as I've drove down 401 praising and worship you. Father, let your will be done. God, I ask you to grant favor with you and man for the kingdom citizens, kingdom commanders, kingdom ambassadors, and even the kingdom financiers that are tuned in today. Father, your grace and mercy is new every morning. We thank you now, Father, that you watch over your word to perform it, and it will never come back to you void. We are children of the light, God. You created us in your image and likeness. You are enough, Father. That means that we are enough, and I thank you now. God, you dress the lilies of the valley with splendor and beauty. You watch over your word. And I thank you now, God, that we will continue to spread the good news of the gospel in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for WYRN. I thank you for the gospel angel. I thank you for what she's doing in this season, in this region, and it's her assignment that we support her, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for your love, because you loved us, God, before we even knew what love was all about. I thank you, God, that our name is written in the palm of your hand, and we are the apple of your eye. God, we have so much to thank you for, so much, God, but I thank you for today. I thank you for this word. I thank you for favor. I thank you for the anointing. I thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Saints of God, I'm telling you, get into the word, because God is a good God. Be blessed, and if the Lord say the same, I'll be back next Thursday with another word of encouragement. In Jesus' name, amen.
For the past 30 minutes, you've been listening to Words of Encouragement with Mother Denise, heard each Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Mother Denise, an amazing woman of God, delivering words of encouragement in a time in which it's needed most.